or out loud. But I cannot hold back my sobbing for long, because I know that this morning is not the beginning of anything, not new and exciting as Mother says it is, but rather the end of my beginning. Clinging on round Charlie's neck, I know that I am living the last moments of my carefree time, that I will not be the same person when I come home this afternoon. I open my eyes and see a dead crow hanging from the fence, his beak open. Was he shot? Shot in mid-scream as he began to sing, his raucous tune scarcely begun. He sways, his feathers still catching the wind even in death, his family and friends cawing in their grief and anger from the high elm trees above us. I'm not sorry for him. It could be him that drove away my robin and emptied her nest of her eggs. My eggs. 5 of them there have been, live and warm under my fingers. I remember I took them out, one by one, and laid them in the palm of my hand. I wanted them for my tin, to blow them like Charlie did and lay them in cotton wool with my blackbird's eggs and my pigeon's eggs. I would have taken them, but something made me draw back, made me hesitate. The robin was watching me from Father's rosebush, her black and beady eyes unblinking, begging me. Father was in that bird's eyes, under the rosebush.